Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Singer and Kelly Fox.
Hello, and welcome to Fearless Generations. This is Kelly Fox, your host. And we are doing the 12 steps to freedom. Tonight we are doing step number 6 still, present moment. And we are excited to be on the call. Sorry we were a little late tonight. I am actually traveling back from a workshop in San Diego and in the process of trying to get where I wanted to. I did not get there in time to get us online on time, and I apologize for that. But since most of you listen to this call after the fact, I'm hoping it's not that much of a deal. So Terry's still trying to get on, but as we do in the final week of the month, we will be bringing on our faithful listener, Jay, a little bit later and talking about how this month of present moment, step number six, has helped him or supported him in his movement forward. But as we wait for Terry, I'm going to tell you a little bit about my fabulous weekend. So earlier this month, on the first call this month, we had Dell on the call, and she talked about tapping. And I told you guys that I was going to be going to a workshop with her, and I did, and it was this weekend. It just got done today at 6 p.m., so I am on my way home at this moment. Pulled over to talk with you and to share with you this really amazing experience that I had, so I'm really excited. And when doing tapping or EFT, emotional freedom technique, it's really important to stay present. So it was really, really awesome for me to be able to practice that. I can hear that we have Terry on the call now. So let's welcome her in and then I'll continue. Hello, Terry.
Hello. Hello, how are you?
Good, and how are you?
I'm good. I'm helping Mom right now get into bed.
Oh, yes. So Terry, as you know, has been in Arizona with her mother, my grandma, supporting her after a knee surgery. So we are both kind of on the move and doing different things tonight, but we are still committed to you and sharing with you and being a part of your process. So I'll just continue, Terry, talking about my weekend as
Great.
You continue to help Grandma. So it was a four-day workshop. The first 2 days were, they call, the workshop one and then workshop two. So the first workshop was kind of getting you familiar with what EFT is, and a few techniques to support you in being able to tap through and release some of this trapped energy that you have around things and situations that have happened in your life that you may or may not know are holding you back from living the dreams that you want to live. So it really goes along with this journey that I'm on with Fearless Living, and I hope to be able to also support others in the near future with and using this with my coaching clients and at our workshops. So it was really, really exciting. And basically, as you know, like Dell explained earlier, you're tapping on meridian points, points really where the energy in your body moves or gets stuck. So you're basically energizing those areas, and you're getting that energy moving again. So, you know, maybe like you could think of it as like Drano for your energy system. So you're breaking up those clogs and getting your energy moving, in a better way, I guess. And it's not getting stuck in those particular areas or slowed down stuck in all that clogged crap or whatever you would want to call it. So it was really interesting. And then workshop two was, you know, more advanced type steps and how to help people who have had trauma in their lives. Or what was really exciting, I learned how to work with kids and EFT, and how, because they don't have these layers and layers and layers of, you know, situations, like Rhonda talks about, you know, putting on a scarf or a pair of mittens or a pair of sunglasses or a big, you know, woolly sweater or a jacket, right? We gradually put on all these different layers, you know, when something happens to us, and EFT is like that too. You know, you have all these different layers, and as you clear out one, you know, like a deeper one comes forth, and you can clear that one out. And it was really amazing. I saw just some really amazing things happen. You know, there were people there that had pain for this really long time, and they tapped around the issues around that pain, and the pain went away, you know, just really, you know. And then there were people that had, you know, like emotional situations, you know, where, you know, and they had these, you know, because of the tapping we were doing, they realized that when they were, you know, they were 7 years old, they, you know, and that they were constantly, you know, involved in these fights between their parents, that they decided they were never going to get married. And at, you know, at 60, you know, 5 years old, they're like, oh, and I never did. I never did get married, you know? So it was really, really awesome how it worked, you know, so quickly for so many people, and how it just brought all of this, all of these stories and things that they had been holding on to that they weren't even aware of, and then things that they were holding on to that they were aware of, and they were able to release those things. So it was just really, really, really amazing 4 days. Dell is amazing. And there was also another trainer mentor there, Lorna, and she was amazing too. And she lives in Sacramento, so I'm hoping that maybe I'll be able to do some further work with her, because she's not that far from me. So it was just a really amazing workshop. I'm really grateful that I was able to go, and that I have such an amazing support system, like my husband, that so I could go. And I'm just really, really excited to, you know, process all and all the possibilities. So Terry, how has your week been?
Oh, well, my week has been amazing, because I'm here with my sweet mother, and she's working so hard to recover from her knee surgery, and it's just a pleasure to be able to be around her and watch her commitment and her energy and her willingness to work hard. And her poopness right now. She's very pooped right now.
Well,
she said that. She said, and my poopness.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's been really nice. And I've been able to see my nephew and my sister and brother-in-law and the people here that I know where my mom lives. Yeah, so Ben came in yesterday, and he's staying through tomorrow. So he flew in from Portland. So that's been really nice. And then I've been working with Janet Renner, who's doing our Courage Trek with us. And we're getting ready to go next week to Business in a Box and get further training on. So It's been an eventful time. Everything's just hunky-dory.
Yes, I'm really excited about the Courage Track coming up and how we're going to be able to use these the tools that we use, you know, in our calls, and then also our CFT skills, which is Certified Fearless Trainer. So we've talked a little bit about this previously, but Terry and Janet were trained last year, and or was it 2015 that you guys had your training? I think it was 2015 that you guys had your training, and now in April I'm going to go for my training, but you guys are going to actually be going too and get to participate in the training again, and then also have a little bit of time training us and getting into it even a little bit more. So that's really exciting. And then we're going to be able to do the Courage Trek. Like, I think it's like a not even 2 weeks after we get home from that. So lots and lots of really exciting things going on for us right now. Super,
yes.
Super excited.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And the step that we're on this week, I mean, our time is almost gone, but we're on trust, correct?
No. Trust is step number 10. But we're on present moment, which is step number 6. But, yes, I think we still get the half an hour. But, yeah, I mean, it's really exciting to see how the more we put ourselves in the present moment, you know, these things are coming forth. That was a lot of what was coming up this weekend. You know, when we're present and we're really thinking of our, you know, of our dreams and what we want to happen, you know, those things start to fall into place. People come into our lives that help us go further and learn more and get closer. And it's just, it's really cool when we stay open and we're willing and we're being aware and we're staying present and we're seeking out those connections and we're staying connected to ourselves and our dreams. And, you know, when we hold ourselves accountable, these things happen, you know,
yeah,
and it's
I was listening this morning to a talk by Jeff Spencer, Dr. Jeff Spencer, who we went last year at our retreat. We heard him talk, and I'm on a monthly call with him, and he was talking about the daily grind, which is how you reach your goals. And then he was talking about pacing and how important it is that you don't go too slow and you don't go too fast, that you have to find that sweet spot. And when you're pacing your business growth and you're pacing your work towards your goals at the right speed for you and your organization, then the evidence is that things are happening, that you're tolerant and that you're moving forward and things are happening in your life that are, you know, moving you closer to that goal. So that was really about being in the present moment as well and working towards, you know, you have to stick to the daily grind because that's when a lot of people give up on their goals. And knowing that during that time you have to pace. You can't go too fast because then you get discouraged, and if you go too slow you get bored and you start losing focus. So I was really thinking about that. The pace that we're going right now seems to be manifesting a lot of opportunities for us to grow. And work with you now getting trained in Business in a Box, and Janet and the three of us working together in partnership on Fearless Body and our Courage Trek, that, you know, things are really happening for us, and we're looking forward, and we have a good pace as we work through the daily grind of learning everything that we have to learn in order to be successful.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Well, let's, because we do just have a short time left, let's bring on our listener, Jay. And so, Jay, how has this step this month of present moment, how has that supported you, and how will you do you have anything going for that you're going to take going forward into the next month of present moment?
Excellent questions. I feel like I'm so scatterbrained lately that I'm always in the present moment. So much so that I'm not paying attention, like I'm not able to hold on to longer-term plans. I feel like last week, either last week or the week before when you had Sylvia on, there was a lot of really good discussion between the two of you, and I really enjoyed it, and now I'm like in this position of I can't remember what was discussed. I just remembered I really enjoyed it. It's, you know, we're halfway through the year of me having set this goal, this intention of spending more quality one-on-one time with my kids, you know, a goal that was hatched at the FFW in Washington, D.C. last year. And it's interesting because I'm more aware of it, but I'm not like I'm more aware of wanting to spend more time with the kids, but it's not like it's a plan anymore. Like this, you know, I'm constantly thinking about, okay, I need to spend more time with my kids. It's more of just a passive awareness of, you know, whose turn is it? You know, I want to spend, like this weekend, I took Hazel to Target and we went shopping in the toy aisle, and she went up and down the toy aisles for like 20 or 30 minutes trying to find the perfect toy that was within budget, because everything she wanted was over budget. And and we went to Starbucks and shared a vanilla white chocolate frappuccino that I think she maybe had like 10% of, and so really it was mine. And, you know, it was just, it was a good time together. And I try to do that now, but it's not so much like, you know, every week I'm taking stock. Oh, have I spent time? You know, whose turn is it next? It's sort of passive, and I don't know if that's good or bad. I mean, on some level, it's good because it's more of a routine now. It's becoming a part of my dynamic with the kids. But so it's the good part. I guess the bad part is that I don't want to get complacent with it. I don't want to lose that momentum that I've built and have it kind of go to the back burner. I want to try to keep it, you know, in the forefront of my mind for this year. I mean, we're only halfway through at this point.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like it's become where it's just second nature, and it's not something that you even have to really, where it's not something you necessarily have to, you know, work at. It's just become, okay, it's the weekend, it's my time to, you know, spend a little bit of extra time with the kids. You know, what adventure can I take them on? And it's not like, it's not work now. It's, you know, or not necessarily work, but it's not something that you have to, you know, so much as, you know, oh, my goal is to be closer to my kids this year. You know, it's just like, okay, it's adventure day. You know, what are we going to do? You know, it's more integrated into your life.
Well, like, and I didn't even think of it, because it was just sort of, it wasn't even about spending time with the kids, but I went to the gym with Daniel on Saturday, and it was our second time doing that since we got our memberships almost 3 months ago. You know, so it's not like we've made it a routine, but it was kind of funny because we treated it like a routine. As we're driving over, Daniel was, you know, I was asking, where does he want to go eat? And he's like, well, we're going to go eat at Pyology like we always do. And I'm like, what do you mean like we always do? We've only done this once. But it already felt like a routine, you know, that we were getting into to you know, go and spend some father-son time and work out and then go get some overpriced food. So we'll have to work on the second half of that, trying to find a cheaper way to do it, because I'd like to do it, well, ideally every weekend. I know that isn't possible, but that's kind of the goal, and hopefully we can get in at least a couple good workouts a month, you know, for both of us. He made fun of me this time because I was sore and he wasn't. But, yeah, that was time with one of the kids that I didn't even think of as, oh, this is time with one of the kids, but it just worked out that way.
Yeah, it sounds like it's definitely just integrated into your, just, you know, just, that's just how things are now. It's not, you know, it's just second nature, and that's really awesome. And I think you You know, it's an opportunity for you to acknowledge yourself. And, you know, acknowledging yourself is not necessarily saying, you know, is not like, oh, well, you know, now that it's second nature, I'm going to, you know, I'm not going to do it like I want to, you know, that's what fear says, right? So we acknowledge ourselves and then we keep going and we, you know, continue to acknowledge ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
Terry, do you have anything to add before we get off? Because we are out of time now.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, well, I was trying to talk and it sounded like you couldn't hear me because you just talked over me. So I thought maybe you couldn't hear me. But
well, we
kind
hear
of
you now.
Covered what,
so
what I was thinking. So that's fine. So, yeah, I'm going to go take care of Mom. So anyway, just drive home safely and text me when you get there so I know that you got home safe.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you. And thank you, Terry, for being on the call as well. I know things are a little crazy with me traveling and Terry traveling. We appreciate you coming and listening to the show each week. We appreciate you, and we love doing this, and we would love feedback. I met some people at the conference this weekend who had listened to the call, and I told them, I said, hey, I want your feedback and I want the show to be as great as it can be, so that we can really support the people listening and coming out and listening to the call. So I'd love your feedback as well. So everyone have a great week. Continue to stay present. Next month is surrender, so we'll see what happens with that. And everyone be fearless. Have a great week, everyone.